Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Jason Madison. Trey will be joining us in a little bit. Got a great show for you guys. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to make sure you are tapped in to all of the content, whether it's Bomb Overflows, whether it's Cinephobe special editions, whether it's Rewatchingtons, the Discord, the OG podcast, and much, much more. Make sure you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. Great episode for you guys today. Snowfall is over as a series, not just a season, as a series. we'll not only talk about the series finale, we'll talk about the show as a whole, kind of the entire story arc. Did we like how it ended? Did we not like it? We'll get to that in a few, as well as a recap for Power. I'm just confused at this point. My man showed up to a funeral in a hoodie. I was like, okay. And showed up to the funeral in a hoodie and then told the girl he's fucking, hey, your dad kind of deserved it. Bold choice. I don't know. I don't know if I could have pulled off all of those elements, but we'll get into that in detail. But first, man, I want to talk about the news that's kind of swept the nation this week. Jim Jones was on the Breakfast Club and basically was arguing that like Pusha T is overrated. And his proof of that was, A, could you name five songs that wasn't a feature? And if you can you rap along to any of them? And he went around the room. I think Charlamagne said yes, but Envy, I was surprised, said no, being a DJ. Although I thought Envy was trying to say, it's not fair to ask me because I'm a DJ. But I was like, wouldn't that mean that you would know? Then he asked the camera people and the social people in the background. He was very aggressive making this point. And I'm not quite certain where the genesis of this very strong opinion from Pusha T is. Jerv, as the resident Pusha ambassador, I guess.
Pushaologist.
Pushaologist. How do you respond to the claims of one Jim Jones that don't nobody know Pusha T's music?
Smoking crack. he's smoking crack. Like, what?
Now Paxton went straight to crack, huh?
Yeah, bro. Like, first of all, you can tell, I would imagine there's some sort of agenda here. You know what I mean? They're trying to get them, he's trying to get them back in the limelight, you know, because they on the low, they want that versus rematch, which chill, my nigga. Like, relax. Nobody wants to see that, right? Like, no one wants to see a dead body twice. But, you know, for some reason, he's choosing to single out Push and say Push isn't, first, he starts off by saying Push isn't top 50, like, hip hop ever. That's crazy to me, right? Like, that's crazy. You don't have to be a fan of dude, but, like, his run is amazing, right? Like, first of all, everyone knows I'm old, right? I'm old as shit. Mm-hmm. Pusha T.
But, by the way, so these, to be clear, this isn't one of those you young whippersnappers, right? This is old niggas talking about old nigga music, so... you're in a safe space here, Jerv. You have to make no apologies. This wasn't a young rapper saying Pusha was whack. This wasn't Jim Jones calling a young rapper whack. This is niggas of the same era of the era of music that we generally like. That was our era, right? So feel free. Go ahead.
Wait, does he include the clips shit just real quick?
So go ahead, Amir.
No, that's the trickery in the state, right?
right.
That's not a feature, meaning nobody else on it, but technically all them clip songs, I mean, that's
his song.
That's not a,
you know what I mean? Because it's his song,
it's not a feature. Yeah.
I feel like it's weird. I'll let you finish, Jer, but like that whole part of the argument in and of itself, where
it's not weird at all, like
erase a major part of someone's career when arguing about their talent and their skill and their ability, it's just really strange. But go ahead.
All right. Well, I thought you meant it was weird in another way, Doug. I was gonna say, oh no, we're not doing this today. Yeah,
Jerv got defensive as fuck all of a sudden.
Chill, Jerv. Chill.
Well, yo, listen, Push is my guy, yo. Like, he's been doing this shit since 99, 2000, whatever that year that Grinding came out, right? Like, they hit the scene, Grindr comes out, and it's just been smash after smash. And this narrative that he's creating, where how he's creating his own MJ LeBron argument, right? Where it's just like, you know, he's telling us that certain aspects don't matter, right? Well, the clip, being a part of the clips, is his career, number one. And even if it's just his solo career, what? This dude tried to make it seem like and I'm bad with names. I smoke a lot. My memory's trash, right? I can't remember names. So don't ask me to five, right? But I know if five come on, I can raffle. I can rap the whole fucking song, damn near. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then this dude said, he said Cam should be over pushed. That's crazy
talk. I mean, that's his man, though. Like, at least that makes sense.
The agenda.
My man played basketball with me growing up. I ain't about to say he's 50. He's the 50 best dudes out of Philly. What? I can tell you my man's not better than people.
Right. But I think this feels all very couched in the Drake Dipset moment. Yeah. And Jim Jones, strikes me as the guy.
What's the Drake feature?
Who walks up to Drake and is like, man, fuck that nigga, Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm like, that's his end. That's his conversation with him. And he's doing everything to enforce that. That's how he really feels, because he probably is always talking to Drake about, man, that nigga ain't even that good. Like, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I get from, like, this whole shit. Because it's like, exactly, it's a weirdly specific argument that you're going very hard about to everyone in the room trying to overly prove this point. It's like, what do you have against Pusha T? Like, y'all never was in no beef or no back and forth.
that's the part that was confusing for me, Jay. Like, the idea with that, like, yo, did I miss something? Like, did somebody say some shit? Because the nigga was just, he came out super animated on this. I wish I could play the clip.
I was searching for it, but I can't.
I saw another clip.
Send it to me.
Where he said Drake is his favorite rapper, or he's the GOAT, or some shit. I don't know if y'all seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'm just lining up these.
Listen, first of all, my guy, let me just be clear. As a detective, you're not that bad, guys. Like, you're not that bad. I wouldn't mind if you were working a case that would benefit me. I'm not going to front.
Yeah.
But I took the Drake comment as another continuous stab at, like, Hov, like this outstanding thing, which my theory low key gets thrown out the window because dude signed the Roc Nation at one point, right?
Right. Yeah, I think it's all about the limelight and Jim trying to, like, achieve that, like, foot in that status, remain hot, you know. And part of it might be Cam and Mace doing their thing. You know, they got the show, niggas is loving it. And Jim is kind of looking for an end. And he's like, shit, maybe I could be friends with Drake. And you know what I'm saying? Like you said, I mean, get the Drake feature.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. I mean, I feel like it's just doing a little bit too much. By the way, the Cam and Mace sports show, man. That shit is so funny, man. Like, it's here we go. We got the clip up here. Yeah.
Oh, you was a Pusha T fan. He's like, I didn't know he had fans like that. Can you name 5 Pusha T records? No, his records. Can you rap if 5 Pusha T records, not the records he's featured on. If 5 Pusha T records came on right now, could you rap them?
You could rap 5 Pusha T records?
Yeah.
Could you rap 5 Pusha T records right now if they started playing?
What do you mean rap? Like the hook? Like, just like,
could you sing them?
Verse for verse? They came on, like, certain joints? Like,
I'm saying, could you rap? All right. Could you rap 5 J verses if they came
on? Oh, absolutely.
Could you rap with 5 Drake verses if they came on?
Nah.
You lying.
But I've never been a big Drake fan.
You're lying because you work at radio. If 5 Drake records came on right now,
he could do
you would be rapping
rap
them.
Five Drake records.
Because they play on the radio all day.
I know, but to rap lyric
like I could do Jay, I couldn't. But he's still dope. And he clicked.
Jim started tapping his foot before he did that.
I'm just going to say that because I don't want to get it, because them niggas will be like, yo, Jim wait well. And shout out to Pusha T. I love your soul, my dog. You're not in my top 50. You might be in Charlamagne's top 50 and things like
Pusha
that. But
top 50.
You haven't done that much for me in my life. Like, I didn't never want to be like Pusha. I never had a Pusha moment in my life. I never thought, like, you dig? Like, where I'm from, niggas want to be like you if you was really that dude and that rapper and things like that.
Wayne wanted to be like Pusha?
Shit.
He was influenced by Pusha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's why Pusha did the Mr. Me Too record.
Okay, cool. You a very strong Pusha T fan. And I don't care because people be like, look at Jim talking. Nigga, you was nowhere near the top 50. You top 950. You crazy. Like, you think I don't really care.
I would say that Pusha had, I went to school in Virginia where Pusha was from, and I know Pusha a long time.
All right, could you, if five Jim Jones records play right now on this radio, could you sing along to them? No? All right, cool. Five Jim Jones records. I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Five Jim Jones records play right. Yeah. Five Jim Jones records. You can't tell me five Pusha T records, but you can tell me five Jim Jones records. You can't tell me five Pusha T records, but you can say five. So what are we talking about? You want me to get into the real semantics of this shit? Like, what are we talking about?
I think Pusha top 50, man.
All right, cool. But you can't. Nice, we can't. Let's start playing some Pusha T records.
You said he was
nice. Yeah, I'm not saying, wait. Nice. He's not. Well, now listen. That's two different things.
So Trey joins us right now. Trey, let's get your opinion on what we heard Jim Jones just say. He said most people can't rap along to five Pusha T records. How do you respond?
Context wise, he's not lying, right? And I'm just being honest, but I think it goes against the main question. Is Pusha T top 50? Absolutely. But to say he's not played on the radio or people supposed to like him in that part, like, he don't make that type of music anyway, outside of the features that he's on. I don't like, you know what I mean? Or just other joints that he's been on. Devil and Dread. I mean, you can go down the line, but outside of the clips,
you mean
right?
Runaway.
Runaway, yeah, sure. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like I said, the tour that Jim is going on is unnecessary. The pandering that he's doing is unnecessary. Like, you already got the blessing from Drake. You don't need this at this point. Like, I don't understand. Right.
I'm glad you came in and echoed my point.
He said that. Yeah.
Like, you got that now. To say all the other stuff, why would somebody want to be like Pusha T and that influence? Why is that a part of the debate? I get it. Like, if you're going to make radio hits and you're in that category of that music, sure. But myself, Jerv, that I know who are like Waz, that really love Pusha T, I don't Pusha T. They're not going to promote Coke on the radio like that. They're just not going to do it. For one. Secondly, he raps. He's very surgical. Exodus 23:1, Story of Adonai. These are things that really wounded your greats. You know what I mean? Like, not y'all greats, but the listeners' greats. You know what I'm saying?
Where
you
Jim Jones is greats, apparently.
Apparently, and that's kind of a diss to Harlem. You know what I mean? Because I didn't expect the dick eating. But here we are.
Nah, the dick eating crazy.
That shit is fucking crazy. It's unnecessary. You know, and I witnessed this shit with Jim and Koch trying to go at Hove. Like,
Jerv mentioned that.
These things aren't relevant. I think it's a nigga trying to go viral. I think it's a nigga trying to stay in good grace with Drake. But hey, we got a Gangsta Grills coming out. And you know what?
You must have listened to the pod before you hopped on. Because
who's the Gangsta Grills coming out?
Pusha T, lock in. You're not a real fan then. Come on. Oh. Come on.
You're not a real fan.
It's going to snow in the summer, man. So,
hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
That's, you know. I think we're not done.
I figured that because he posted something 2 days ago that made me think there was an album coming out. I didn't want to get my hopes all up.
Yeah, but, I mean it's an album mixtape, like you know how Tyler did with Drama.
So hold on, yeah. Speaking of Dickie, right? Can I call a flag? Can I throw a flag on that clip?
Pause.
Oh no, bro. It's not the pause ain't needed on me. I'll tell you that much. And listen. Shout out to Hampton, Envy, yeah. Two up, two down. Envy's a goddamn lie, and he's dick eating if he's sitting up here telling you he can rap five Jim Jones tracks. I challenge anybody right now, give me five Jim Jones tracks.
Like Jim Jones with no features, right?
Yep. The same shit he's talking about with Push.
These are things, right? And this is my hot take. Jim Jones has surpassed Cam'ron when it comes to music. He's gotten better every year.
He's had a much better second act than Cam every year.
But I think the antics is unnecessary. He doesn't have to do this shit. Like, it's to a weird level,
but that's Jim Jones, and that's why he's Capo and not the boss. You know what I'm saying? Because he's got all this other shit with him that prevents him from being that top type nigga, and it makes it tricky. Like,
I'm gonna openly say I'm a Jim Jones fan in 2023.
I am too, bro. I've been
Jim Jones up. Nice.
I like Jim Jones.
I wouldn't call him nice.
I like Jim Jones too. I think Jim Jones makes good music sometimes.
He's capable. Good as a stretch.
He's good. You don't get the N word.
He's not good. I just wanted to know if he was giving the N word out the day.
We're not giving out the good N word.
Yeah, duh.
That's the name of the pod, by the way. The good N word.
The good N word.
Got you.
Yeah, I wouldn't elevate Jim to that status. He's made some nice records, and you know, I'm sure he's made 1,000 other ones that never saw the light of day. Like
this, I've always thought Jim was entertaining.
Right.
I don't know if I would call him. Definitely would call him the good N word. I don't know if I would call him good, to be honest with you.
He reminds me
of like Noriega. Like Noriega's entertaining as fuck.
Don't do that to Nori, bro.
But like, is he like a crazy lyrical rapper?
He gave us a classic album or two.
He gave us a bunch of classic albums. Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Classic albums? What are we talking about?
Albums.
Multiple?
I'd say his first and second one. Yeah.
Man, talk about a nigga who's five songs you can't rap. Like
what?
Bro, he got like crap. Three. Bro,
what are we talking about?
He's got like three? What are the three that you want to say?
That the average person knows, and even that's
give me the three that the hold average
on.
People
now,
know.
We're hold on, let's be
the
clear.
What you mean? Like let's keep it funky.
Hold on. I gotta set the rules of engagement, like because Trey joined us, right? Trey, the rules of engagement are, since this is an argument between two old niggas we're all old niggas. We don't have to worry about being current or what 22-year-olds know or whatever. This is a wholly contained conversation of this era. Mm-hmm. So having said that, you're out of your fucking mind, Jason Madison. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bro,
five songs.
Nobody's saying he's nice. None of that shit.
Give me the songs, man.
Niggas on the Run eating.
Dan from TV.
Super Thug. Oh, no.
These are two or three Neptune songs I said.
Band from TV. Add that to the TV.
Okay, that's
what?
I mean,
you about to tell me that's mid, my
nigga? As funny as it is, ironically.
Saying that's it, though.
Ironically, I posted Cocaine Business, man. But I feel you.
Papa New York.
Don't know that song. Niggas don't know that
song. I mean, T-O-N-Y.
Yeah, you gotta know T-O-N-Y, bro.
You know T-O-N-Y, bro. Okay.
You know T-O-N-Y.
Oh, this nigga hit me with an okay. Nigga. You hit me with a nerve okay? Oh, okay.
You don't get the bloody money.
I don't know the bloody money. I don't
you don't know,
know
blood money one on. Or three?
Or three? Three of them joints,
man. I'm sorry.
Bro. I'm sorry. I was. I held you up here
I
with
just,
some music.
I never.
It's a
never
body really... in the trunk, son. What's it gonna be? Come on, man. You're not gonna disrespect Noriega, man. This nigga got hits. This nigga got hits.
No one said Nori is nice. No one said
LA.
Oh no, he ain't gonna want that, John.
No, I know he don't want that shit. But
niggas wasn't feeling the LA, John. I'll tell you that much.
I definitely wasn't feeling that one.
I was.
That shit was dope as shit.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I hated y'all nothing for like 6 months.
Nothing.
Months.
What no, you want to do?
I said the nothing. Three Neptune what? Songs first.
Nigga, we don't need like six names.
No.
Grimy?
Oh, Grimy. I guess. I don't know if I love
well, and
Grimy.
By the way, let's be real here. You named, the Neptune songs. Yeah. Guess who put the Neptunes on the fucking map? You're Noriega. Welcome, motherfucker.
Listen, and I give him credit for that. The same way that I elevate Pusha T like to a specific level because he gave us Grinding, which I hold as like one of the top 10 hip hop accomplishments of all time. Like that changed my ear to music. Like it's a fucking 6-bar loop, like the whole shit. And he did what he was supposed to do on that song. Like, so he deserves a special plaque for Grinding. So I give Noriega that same special plaque for putting the Neptunes on.
This is what I'm saying, Jason. If someone came to me and said, yo, Noriega's one of the nicest rappers, I'd be like, no, he's not.
I'd tell Nick to relax his limbs.
But he's entertaining, and he definitely had bangers.
Okay.
Like, they still play his shit, man. They still play his shit.
My larger point is that I didn't think he had two classic albums. And that was my first disagreement with you guys on Noriega. That's where it all came from. And I don't know if I would give him two classic albums. That's a very high bar.
I don't throw that word around loosely, my guy.
Yeah, I don't either. So that's what I'm saying. Niggas only say that Jay-Z only has two or three classics.
Nah, and they're lying to you. Yeah, okay. That's just a lie.
Okay, so that's what I'm just saying.
Stop talking to those people.
I would put it at somewhere around, what do you think? Over under Jay-Z classics 4? Over under.
Over.
Over. Over. Okay.
Easy.
Over. Okay. Like,
yeah,
his
yeah.
First like 6 albums were fucking classics.
Okay, I didn't know. Like some niggas gray harsher than others.
Kingdom Come was like the first miss.
Yeah, yeah, it was like Reasonable Doubt, classic. In My Lifetime, Volume 1, classic. In My Lifetime, Volume 2, classic. In My Lifetime, Volume 3, classic. Rock La Familia, classic. Blueprint, classic. Them 6 right there.
Yeah.
Black Album, 7.
American Gangster, does that count? Do we say that?
American Gangster counts because 8.
That was it.
Blueprint 2?
No. It's very good. It's very good.
444 is a matured classic to me. It's a matured classic to me.
I always get into this 444 debate with people, and I can't justify Kill Jay-Z.
I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you. Like 444.
My favorite rapper has changed too, by the way, in the past 2 weeks.
Who is it? 2 weeks?
Wow.
Who?
2 weeks? Okay,
Yeah.
Who is it?
Nigga,
Kendrick Lamar.
Explain.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, why?
I replaced Jay-Z.
Nigga tripping.
Laptop.
You want to talk about a nigga who can't rap 5 songs?
Hold up. You saying, and what acid does he replace Jay-Z? You mean like current Jay-Z, like not like historical Jay-Z, right?
For me in general, of all Jay-Z now.
Jay-Z got more classic albums than this nigga got songs.
For me personally, he's become my favorite rapper of all time.
Well, you're probably the most woke out of everyone on this pod, so I can understand.
Yo, that's fucked up. Hey, the fact that the nigga called me woke is crazy.
Wow, the nigga said you're in the radical left, my nigga.
That's fucking
man.
Nuts.
Hey, listen, I follow nigga Trey just... on all platforms, bro. Trey's a woke individual, my nigga.
Like, that's comedy.
I be saying that just nigga. Like, that's my guy right there, yo. We in good hands, yo.
Elon
Trey about to be one of the leaders of the people, yo.
I'm just, coming off Snowfall, coming off a lot of shit, bro. Like,
Trey gonna run for president?
Nah, man, I got too many dick pics out here, man. I can't. Oh. It's over, man. It's over.
That's a wild reason to not be able to run for office. Nigga said, I got too many.
Hey, gotcha.
I got too many dick pics.
Gotcha.
It's over, man. Just, hey,
that's what you just got to, like, come out and you, the first day of your campaign, just put it up on the screen behind you. Now that we've got that out of the way.
Now that we've got that out of the way. No more, no smear campaign on this. You know what I mean? You can't with Kanye.
Is it because they used the Kendrick song at the end of Snowfall and you got it?
So it made me actually go back. So hear me.
Yeah.
Pride played. Yeah. And then I had to sit with that shit, right? So I'm like, huh, I will listen to Damn. Then I went back to Pimp a Butterfly. And then I listened to Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, and then Big Steppers straight through. It's hard to change a nigga mind the same way how niggas is passionate about Wu-Tang, how niggas is passionate about certain albums.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Again, there's a Jay-Z verse for everything, I feel.
Yep.
Right? That universally it can be gravitated to. A nigga could be like, Hov did that, so you don't have to go through that. You know what I mean? Like, different shit. Listening to this album, I'd never felt something more one-to-one. And I don't expect you or me, even Jason, see that from that
Big
perspective.
Steppers? Big Steppers album? Which
it's
album?
Outside of Good Kid.
How's that song go?
So I'm just talking about
the F word.
Oh
yeah, but to Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, and Big Steppers were one-to-one. We're to a point I got hit at a core. Like, I sat with that shit and I was like, I don't have no artist connection like that with this except him.
Yeah, I feel that. Like, I feel
so. And that's not a knock to Jay-Z, because again, Jay-Z is Jay-Z. That at the end of the day. But for mine, I had to reorder my shit from that.
Your personal. Yeah.
It's comments personal. Like that, my brother, that make me forget that we're close in age. It's like you say shit like that, and then all of a sudden I go back to thinking you're like 25, 26 again.
Hey,
or some shit.
Jerv, I'm gonna say this. Like, I would have that reaction rather than seeing pictures of Trey at his workplace. And I've seen the black people he hang around with at work, and it kind of all makes sense. Like,
No, but like also, when I like I said, the only Hov I relate to right now is 99 Hov.
Hanging out with tech suits. Man.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, Derv, my tech suits collection has exploded, man.
I'm got proud so of you, many, bro.
Bro, it's getting hotter, and you got dog. More tech suits.
This is the time to get them, bro. This is the time.
You talking about a discount?
Yeah.
Well, shit, man, I think we hit all topics. This has been a great episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Actually, anti-black opinions matter, motherfucker. Thanks to Juju. Thanks to Jason Madison, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Amin on the checkout. And we'll talk to y'all next week.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.